The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde. Published by Burlington Books. Copyright 2009. Chapter 1. Canterville Chase. The American ambassador, Hiram Otis, and his family needed to find a home in England. Mr. Otis saw many houses, but he only liked Canterville Chase, the family estate of Lord Canterville. The house was grand and elegant, but there was only one problem. It had a ghost. The Canterville Ghost was 300 years old. He always appeared before the death of somebody in the Canterville family. Because of this, nobody wanted to live in the house. Lord Canterville was a very honest man, and he told Mr. Otis the truth about the ghost.
"My aunt lived in this house," explained Lord Canterville. "One day, something touched her shoulder. She turned and saw two skeleton hands. It was the ghost. She was terrified. She left the house immediately and never returned."
Mr. Otis smiled.
"I come from a modern country," he said. "We don't believe in ghosts."
"Oh, but this ghost is real," said Lord Canterville. "It appeared in this house for the first time in 1584. After that, other members of my family saw the ghost too. Now nobody wants to live in this house."
"Well, we aren't afraid of ghosts,"
said Mr. Otis.
"And we like your house. I'm sure everything will be fine."
"Americans are very practical," said Lord Canterville. "Well, the house is yours. But remember my words, and good luck."
A few weeks later, Mr. Otis and his wife were ready to move to Canterville Chase. They took the train with their four children, Washington, Virginia, and the twin boys, George and Lincoln. They were all very happy.